This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Hi. Hi, we're Hey Riddle Riddle, and we're sitting here together in person.
And Aaron, what's the name of this new character?
Oh, Happy Aaron. Is it sinister to watch?
Yeah, a little bit.
We're here at HeadGum Studios in Los Angeles, California, and we're recording in person.
Yes, and we have a very special guest. This is someone I met, 4 or 5 years ago at the San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Yeah, before COVID, that magical time.
Pre-COVID, yes, which feels like forever ago. You can still get pregnant from pre-COVID. this is someone you might know from his work on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. You might know him from Glee. You might know him from one of my favorite movies of the last 10 years, Barb and Star in Vista Del Mar.
Go to Vista Del Mar.
Go to Vista Del Mar.
It's one of your favorite movies. You should know the title. In Adult's defense, it's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words that rhyme. It's a lot of words that rhyme. Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show. This is someone I think the absolute world of. Such a sweetheart. So unnecessarily nice. Truly unnecessarily nice. You should think about being meaner. Mr. Michael Hitchcock, thank you so much for being here.
Michael is only to be mean to myself.
You're Midwestern, right?
Yeah. I'm a Chicago boy. You know that.
I do. Yeah. And you still have family there.
Yeah, I do.
Did you grow up in Chicago or the suburbs?
Grew up first in Defiance, Ohio, and then we moved to the Chicago suburbs when I was in sixth grade. So sort of both.
Defiance, Ohio sounds like a made up.
It does sound like it's made up, but it's not. It really exists.
Which burb are you from?
Western Springs, also known as Tree Village.
I only know Mokena.
I only know Glen Ellen.
I always ask, but I really, won't.
It's kind of near Glen Ellen.
All right.
And the Brookfield Zoo, if you've ever been there.
Oh, yeah.
And LaGrange, which is
my favorite ZZ Top song.
Yeah, there you go.
And you've been, you've been in LA for most of your life?
Yeah, since like it got built.
Yeah. Back when Chaplin brought the studios.
Well, even before then, when they were doing Trip to the Moon, the Méliès program. It's been a long time.
You mean the Smashing Pumpkins video?
Yes. No, I moved out here in the 80s, believe it or not. And I went to UCLA. I went to Northwestern for grad school, for undergrad, and then UCLA for grad. And while I was there, I was a Universal tour guide. So if you need any Universal information, I've got it at my fingertips.
I've gone on that tour. I love that tour.
I could probably still give about half of it.
I would love to hear. What was like your favorite thing?
That's actually bad news for them because that means they haven't changed a lot of the stuff in like 30 years.
I said half of it.
Yeah, half.
No, when we were there, how about a facade is a French word meaning false front.
Oh.
Did you learn that on your tour?
I didn't.
Okay. And that if you go back in Six Points, Texas, some of the doors are smaller and thinner to make the bad guys look bigger and stronger.
Oh, forced perspective?
Yes, and some of the doors are wider to make the ladies look more dainty.
I didn't learn any of this.
I would love to approach a bar from the outside and be like, okay, so there's a ladies' entrance, a bad guys' entrance, a good guys' entrance.
There's eight different doors.
I just want to look brawnier, so give me that door. That's all I ask. I want the brawny door.
I think that guy's my type. Could you step away from the door?
It's like, you know how guys are fighting in like a saloon and then they have to see what door they want to fall out of when they're fighting? You're like, what's going to make us look strong?
But the weirdest thing about that tour, and it's still true because I've taken it recently, is the guy, the tour guide can be saying anything. and everyone is looking at a squirrel in the tree. Yeah. They don't, they're not paying a lick of attention if there's a squirrel.
Yeah.
And you think, like, has no one seen a squirrel before?
But, like, is that squirrel famous?
When I was in fifth grade, we took like a class trip to Washington, D.C., and my aunt gave me like a disposable camera, you know, one of the Kodak roller snaps. And we got it back, and there was a full roll of film that was just a squirrel I had seen in the park. We went to Washington, D.C. to, like, see the White House and shit like that. I just taken up-close photos of a squirrel in the park, and they're like, great, good job.
I one time did an industrial thing, you know, with other improvisers, and they gave us each, you know, disposable cameras to take pictures so that they could post them, I guess. And one of the improvisers did nothing but take pictures of his turds in the toilet. The entire role was that.
Oh,
so, yeah, that was the kind of
Are they famous now? Because you could sell
They're
those photos.
Kind of famous now.
Jason Bateman.
It was Jason Bateman. Yeah.
For all of the famous improvisers that took those photos, there's so many more unsung heroes that never made it that took the exact same photos.
Of course.
And we honor them on this show.
I kind of like the, yeah, I'm not going to do anything you ask. Yeah.
Well, you're from Defiance, Ohio.
That's true.
So that's Defiance. Ingrained in your DNA. Yeah,
that's right.
How many people, did you ever see anybody fall in the Jaws lake?
I almost slipped in the Jaws lake once because one time we had to stop after Jaws lake because a little child had to go to the bathroom and the mother insisted. So they kept ringing the bell to make the thing stop. And so the kid ran behind a bush to pee. And then I was on that dock and I almost fell in.
There's sharks in there.
There's one.
Gotta be careful.
There really is. You have to be very careful.
Honestly, probably a metal shark is more dangerous than a
organic shark. Probably is. Yeah. It probably is. And that's also weirdly part of Cabot Cove for Murder, She Wrote.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, that's she rode her bike down the little lane.
Oh, we've reviewed the first episode of Murder, She Wrote?
Mm-hmm. I think it was an episode of Murder,
An episode.
She Wrote.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Michael, I do have to ask, what is your relationship with riddles, puzzles, lateral thinking problems? Did you grow up enjoying them? Do you enjoy them? Do you do crosswords or anything like that?
Absolutely nothing.
That's my favorite answer we've ever gotten.
I guess I did riddles, but I'm not like a big riddle person. I'm not that nerdy. I do magic tricks. There's no time for riddles if you do
you
magic.
You do magic tricks?
I grew up doing magic tricks and getting paid to do them like at old folks' homes and like Cub Scout places. Yeah.
How easy
it's always unclear, are they paying for the magic trick or are they paying so that I'll go away and do a magic trick to someone
else? I'm sure they were paying for it to go away with my magic. Yeah, it's really odd to think that anyone who does magic could be popular.
Fuck you, David Blaine. How much sleight of hand or prestidigitation does it require for an octogenarian to be impressed?
Well, I did no sleight of hand because I thought that was like uncool. I think I was just too lazy to do it. But I did build illusions in our basement.
Whoa, you did like full on illusions.
Yeah, I did. I like built them out of, you know, plywood. And then my little brother had to be the person in the box that got the swords through him. But they weren't swords. It was electrical conduit because that's what we had in the basement.
Even more dangerous.
Even more dangerous, yeah. But I would buy them. I'd buy the plans. Back then, you could get like get plans for like a couple of bucks. And they weren't that magic. It wasn't like the good stuff. There was a lot less magic than that.
This is back with, I remember as a kid, there was like x-ray specs.
And, oh, yeah, all that. Shit.
Whereas a kid, you're like, you can buy x-ray specs? And then you get
I bought all that.
You get them and you're like, these are absolute garbage.
Terrible.
Like, it's just bullshit, yeah.
I bought at least 4 or 5 bald caps and thinking I'm going to look bald, but then they're all folded and they don't, you know.
Yeah, they look insane.
Did you buy it in bulk or did you just never give up?
Like, I never gave up. Thinking it's got to get better.
Surely the bald cap that's the same price as the last one will be a step up in quality.
Not knowing that you have to like use spirit gum and makeup and everything to make it work.
Yeah.
And that it's not folded a million times.
Yeah. And you have to blend it in with your skin. Yeah.
Right. But yes, I had all that stuff. Yeah. No, I bought most of my magic tricks. So, at Marshall Fields in Chicago.
Oh, right.
At the time, Marshall Fields had a whole magic department.
Yeah.
So,
the Marshall Fields in Chicago turned into a Macy's and then that shut down. And I went in when they were selling all of their fixtures. So, I have 2 Marshall Fields mirrors in my home.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. From the second floor bathroom.
Yeah.
They are huge.
And there's a ghost trapped in one.
Yep, 100%.
And what about, like, what is it now?
Oh, probably an empty building on Michigan.
I'm sorry. If it's Chicago, probably condos. It's probably upscale, very nice condos.
Probably.
That's State Street. That's prime real estate.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Someone's got to get
like
in there.
Groupon's in one of those old buildings where like used to be Marshall Field or something. I can't remember.
It's everything down there used to be Marshall Fields.
Yeah.
And now it's an Apple store.
I'm so proud of myself for not buying the amount of mannequins I wanted to walk out there up there with. I was like, okay, what's my mannequin budget? And I was like, I need to go home right now or I'm about to buy them out of all their mannequins.
Someone sent me, I guess a year ago, Frango mints that,
yes.
You know,
it's coveted. Yeah. If you're from Illinois, those are coveted. Yep.
That's our currency.
Yes. Right. Our currency.
Someone must be saving them. I mean, someone must be producing them somewhere.
Yes, you can still buy them. Yeah.
Because it's Frango mints for everyone outside of Chicago were made by Marshall Fields.
Frango mints and Garrett's popcorn are like the two gifts you give to people who used to live in Chicago.
Right. Mm. I give Garrett's all the time.
It smells great.
It's good.
Wow.
I've been shipping people Al's Italian beef. You're saying
jardinera?
Yeah, it's just jardinera.
Candle.
I give them like a mason jar full of Chicago river water.
But from St. Patrick's Day, so it's green. Yes. It's festive. So
what they don't tell you is it's always slightly green. Yeah. They do not know how to get the green out. Just centuries of green being dumped in.
I think I read something where the Chicago River is like the only river where they force it to go the opposite way or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're proud of that. So all the wastewater goes down the Mississippi as opposed into beautiful Lake Michigan.
Yeah, we'll make it St. Louis's problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why they did it.
And people say conversion therapy doesn't work.
It works with water.
We did it to the Chicago River. We could do it to your son.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I have nightmares about that whole lock system where they, because to make it reverse.
Oh, yeah.
They have locks. I still to this day think I'm going to drown in a lock. So
I don't know if I've ever seen a lock.
You've never done the boat tour?
No, I've heard those are amazing.
You could give that boat tour. It feels like you remember a lot.
Could you, give the Chicago architectural boat tour, but as a universal.
On my side of the boat, you might see the building where the Kennedys built. The Merchandise Mart. Joe Kennedy, fun fact, used to be a rum runner.
This is where they punched a horse in Blazing Saddles. That just looks like a lake.
Over on the driver's side of the boat are all the streets they used in the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, where they dropped 100 cars from like a crane.
Yeah. Universal, you always have to go up. Everything goes up when you're talking.
That's like a news anchor or something. Yeah.
Did you get home from work and start talking like that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Either that or you don't talk at all. I don't. Yeah, it's a lot of like this, and you're always smiling, and it's blah, 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 blah.
The idea of a universal tour guide just disassociating at the end of the day, just not speaking in their home. I do want to see
a scene. We're going to see our first scene.
Sure.
Aaron, you are everyone quit on the same day, so you are universal stand-in tour guide. You've never given the tour, but you were the only person around who would take the job. Michael and JPC, you are the only two guests on the tour.
Hey!
Hi.
Hey, so where are y'all from?
I'm from Ames, Iowa.
Wow, and you?
I am from Michigan City, Texas.
Excellent.
I see your name is Cheryl and that your favorite movie is Back to the Future.
Yeah, well, I had to use someone else's name tag. Never seen that flick. Do you know any movies?
Well, I love Back to the Future.
Great, and that's famously about...
It's about going back into the future.
Excellent.
Three of them.
So here, we're going to kick off our tour. Here's some movie posters. Oh, we're going down a hill.
Oh.
couldn't read that one. Oh, that one's gone now, too.
Is this hill famous for anything?
Movies. My boss is.
Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street.
This is the hill from Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues.
Oh.
Is the squirrel part of the tour? Or
squirrel? Where's the squirrel?
That squirrel is Deborah Messing from Will and Grace.
No. Stop the tram. I need to see that squirrel.
We can't stop because now we're going.
No, it's gone. I hope there's another squirrel.
Our left. Squirrel.
We have squirrels just like that in Michigan City, except everything's a little bigger in Texas.
I love that squirrel. I'm glad I got some photos of it.
Yeah, well, that was Deborah Messing. She's a busy woman here on Will and Grace.
Oh, but that's been over for years.
Oh!
Even the reboot's been over for years.
Oh, goodness. Let's see.
Have you ever met Deborah Messing? I heard she's really nice.
Yeah, so kind. Let's see.
When did you meet her?
I'm Cheryl. My favorite movie's Back to the
Who are the nicest people in Hollywood?
You guys seem pretty nice, and you're technically in Hollywood right now.
I'm on the run.
I thought you looked familiar.
Sir, yeah. Are you a celebrity?
No, I'm just, in case the ride breaks down, I'm a mechanic.
Oh,
but
great.
I did work on a TV show.
What was it?
I want to say that it was Everybody Loves Raymond.
That can't be us. That's not us. Is that us?
Well, I don't Universal? Exclusively work for Universal. I'm,
Like, get out of here, man. You're not helping at all.
Oh, well, you didn't have to push him out.
And now this is Psycho, the house from Psycho.
Wow. It's huge.
Oh, we're going to make it flood.
Oh, did it flood in the movie?
No, this is another part. This is the, I'm trying to remember actual parts of the story.
Oh, Cheryl, you're so good.
You're just you're doing a fraud.
You're doing a great job.
Doing such a good job. I want your autograph later.
No. Did someone say blood?
Ray Romano? I didn't think that was Universal.
Debra.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's basically riddles.
That's basically riddles. So, Michael, let's get into some riddles. We're going to do warm-up riddles.
Sure. Warm-up riddles?
Yeah. Just
They get harder?
They get harder.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So just to kind of ease us in, let's do some simple riddles here. What is stronger?
Well, now,
yes.
Adel did say simple riddles, but we, to be clear, these are just warm-up riddles. They might be very difficult. We're not going to insult anyone with saying simple.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
What is stronger than steel, but can't handle the sun?
Jesus.
Oh, no.
That was easy. Oh, there I see why you call them warm-up riddles.
Famously bitched on the cross when the sun was up.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was easy. What's the next one?
And there will be no rebuttal. The answer is Jesus.
The original Man of Steel. When they were making Clark Kent and Superman, they used Jesus as a map.
The human spirit.
Aaron, no. What is stronger than steel but can't handle the sun? This is a weird one in terms of, I don't know that I'd say this is stronger than steel. They say that like spider webs are stronger than steel.
Who says that?
Spiders.
It's spider propaganda.
Spiders at bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I built a car on a spider webs and it fucking sucked. I would get in so many accidents. The airbags would go off and my car would go up into the sky.
So stronger than steel but can't handle the sun.
Oh. Stronger than steel.
Is okay, so
handle the sun.
Is this, and this is sometimes the case with riddles, is sun spelled like S-O-N? Is this like a...
That's a great question.
Is this like a...
It's S-U-N.
Okay, now, that doesn't help me because I can't remember which one is which as far as spelling is concerned.
Is it the moon?
It's not the moon, Aaron, but that is a interesting
They
guess.
Don't like each other. They
Stronger
can't
than
stand
steel,
each
but
other.
Can't handle the sun.
A black hole.
No, that but that's closer.
Hmm. The
darkness. That's closer? Yeah, so is it like a force, like gravity?
It is. It's something that's found in nature frequently. Again, I'm very caught up on
a grasshopper.
Steel.
Water. Grasshopper. Yeah, what he said. Grasshopper.
Give me a Cosmo of Bloody Mary and a grasshopper, make it stronger than steel.
It's not a grasshopper.
It's not a grasshopper.
Is it water? Is it?
Yeah, well.
Ice. Ooh.
It is ice.
Oh, I got it right, and I just...
Michael.
You walked right into it.
Once again, once again, the guest has outdone the host.
So, Adel,
no, I had help.
I got a bone to pick with you. You don't think ice is stronger than steel?
No.
Yeah, me neither, huh? Yes.
Me either.
I don't think...
I couldn't take an ice pick to steel and chip away chunks of steel, could I?
I don't know what metric this person is using.
That riddle is bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's our tagline.
Yeah.
You're fitting right in. Mm-hmm.
And that riddle is from Stefan, and it says here that it's Stefan's last birthday. I'm not sure why they chose to include that detail, but happy birthday, Stefan.
Well, since we're already on the steel train, why don't we do one more? That involves steel.
Okay.
I'm full of holes, but strong as steel. What am I?
Oh, my God.
Full of holes, but strong as
this
steel.
This could be Swiss cheese. Whoever's writing these riddles is a fucking idiot.
A person.
Full of holes, but strong as steel.
Most of the plots from Glee.
You cannot challenge them.
Yeah. You can't deny. They were pretty strong plots.
Strong as steel.
And you brought it up to the EPs on set, right?
Can we make these plots stronger?
This isn't gleeful.
Let's see.
So strong as steel, full of holes. Aaron, by the way, I want to acknowledge I love person because we don't think about it, but people are full of holes.
Superman would technically work for this answer. That's not what I have here, but that would technically work.
Yeah.
Why? Superman's not. Well, he's got a few holes.
Let's list them.
No, just more
for
than
shits.
Most.
For shits and giggle, let's list them. Huh?
Five.
We got two in the nose.
Superman
two
has
the
two assholes, famously.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got the asshole in the cloaca because he's from Krypton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is this? What has holes?
He had a famous piercing in his dick.
The old famous. Prince Albert.
You say famous, yeah. I say infamous.
I do want to see you.
It's a perspective thing.
This will be JPC, you are going in to get a tattoo.
Okay.
Or JPC, you're giving a tattoo. Michael, you're going in for a tattoo, and okay. You are Superman.
Okay.
But you're in your Clark Kent disguise.
You're my 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm early.
Oh, it's totally fine.
Time just flies by.
Anyway. Don't get why that's funny, but no, it's totally fine. I didn't have my one is already over. So what are we doing today?
Well, we're not doing kryptonite. That's the last thing I want on my body.
Okay, no, it's I use all. Anyway. It's just ink. It's just ink here, so you don't have to worry about it. I'm not breaking any health codes or anything like that.
Is it weird to get a Britney Spears tattoo?
No, I mean lots of. I mean, it's not weird to get inherently a Britney Spears tattoo. I don't see a lot of like. Very good-looking adult men get Britney Spears tattoos, but I can give you any tattoo that you want. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, you just put it right next to Christina Aguilera. Appreciate that.
All right. Okay.
Oh.
What? By the way, are you going for like a full sleeve of female pop stars? Because this is quite a lot.
Thank you so much.
Was it a compliment?
Some of them are not pop stars. There's Rosemary Clooney. Back when she was in White Christmas.
That is Rosemary Clooney. Mm-hmm. I was having the damnedest time
figuring out who it was.
Yeah,
it's a little like Eleanor Roosevelt if I flex.
That is absolutely okay. And you said right next to Christina Aguilera.
Yes, please, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And then if you don't mind, if we have time,
sure.
Maybe a big S on my chest.
Okay.
Just because.
A tattoo.
Yes. If you
okay.
Don't mind.
Gotcha. I didn't know if you were coming on to me.
Coming on to you.
Well, I don't know if you wanted me to take a big S on your chest. This is a very common thing for me. I give out an energy. I've been told from previous girlfriends that I give out an energy of a person who is into that kind of...
I have to admit I have a little bit of a chubby, which can be a problem with my piercings.
Perfect. Oh, man.
All right.
Well, now I want a Rosemary Clooney tattoo of her
who
just
doesn't?
Singing Snow.
Snow.
I feel like that's one that you have to also write on the tattoo, Rosemary Clooney.
Yes.
Just so everyone's clear.
This is
so
a tattoo of Rosemary Clooney.
From White Christmas.
Yes, specifically.
Did we get the answer to that one?
We did not.
Oh, my God.
I'm full of holes and strong as steel. So,
full of holes.
Michael is pretty close with the Prince Albert. And I'll also say this is...
That can't
trying to
be,
give another
that
hint.
That can't be pretty close,
the other
right?
hint I'll give is Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
What? Hey, Adam. What?
Okay.
Strong as steel and full of holes.
A rumor.
Well, then it's got to be a piercing of some sort. Like Fleetwood Mac.
I think
a cheese grater.
A Prince Albert is like a penile piercing and then is there like an additional attachment to it?
Let me look.
For listeners, Michael is taking off his shirt.
he's taking out a Spanish to English dictionary. Like, I only know the term for this in Spanish.
Dying. Let me look.
I can't tell. It's all rusty. the Diet Coke.
I could be conflating this with something else, but
yes.
Wasn't it true that Stevie Nicks like did a lot of cocaine and destroyed her?
Oh, sweetie.
Destroyed
her. Oh, this must be Stevie Nicks' nose.
Yeah. Is it her nose?
Oh, no.
It might be full of holes because the hole merged into. Yeah.
But it withstood all that cocaine, so strong as steel.
Strong
as steel.
What was it, Aaron?
Ears?
It's not ears. So this is, again, I think this involves a. This is involved in a Prince Albert, but I could be wrong. I might misunderstand what a Prince Albert is.
A chain.
Oh, full of holes.
Yeah, I like
you
that.
You can never break the chain.
Mm-hmm. Probably the best Fleetwood Mac song.
I bet you everyone listening got that riddle like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Shouting
we,
at us.
We get a lot of people who say that they scream at their phone, which I guess is what we provide for people on their commute.
We can't
but
hear them.
We also do ads for at-home therapy. So I think a lot of those same people... Could kind of find a happy ground there.
Oh, good. That's smart. You make them angry and frustrated, then you cure them. Because that's how therapy works.
I'm cured.
Finally.
Got all my diplomas for therapy on my back wall of all my graduations.
No more growth.
Yeah.
My therapist always just hands out stickers at the end.
See me after class.
A lot of most improved stickers.
Okay, let's do another one here. This will be our last warm-up riddle. This is, I can be long or I can be short. I can be black, white, brown, or purple. You can find me the world over, and I am often the main feature. What am I?
Oh, this is a belt.
Oh, it's the traveling cast of the Teletubbies.
Tour. They're touring.
Yes.
It's a touring show. Yes.
A belt probably is right.
I can be long or I can be short. I can be black, white, brown, or purple. You can find me the world over, and I'm
the four belt colors. That is a belt for every occasion. Mm-hmm. Black
for every season.
Funerals. Yes. White weddings.
And birds.
And birds.
New popes.
And birds.
Brown and purple. And what was the last part of it?
You can find me the world over, and I am often the main feature. I think main feature is a pretty good clue.
Main
is
feature.
Is it a food?
Aaron, ding, ding, ding.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's a feature in Maine, Aaron. What kind of purple food do they have in Maine? Lobster.
Fish?
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Long or short is pretty helpful.
Not to me.
White and brown is probably the best other hint. Black and purple is a little more rare.
Hmm. A bruised banana.
Yeah, is it like a fruit or a vegetable?
No.
Okay. Is it an animal?
No. You have 19 questions left.
But you said main attraction, which makes me either think it's like a lion or it's from like, it's the coast.
Yeah, it's M-A-I-N. But this
Are you eating lions?
It depends. Is that what do we think about
you
that?
You know, they used to feed lions to prisoners.
Is it ice cream?
It's not ice cream.
Oh, that's too bad. I wish it was ice
cream. Yeah. Can we go get some now? Let's go. We're going.
Is it Dippin' Dots, the ice cream of the future?
Of the future for the last 3 years. I can be long or short. I can be black, white, brown, or purple. You find me the world over, and often the main feature.
Adam said long and short is like a crucial part of this, right?
It's helpful. Long and short's helpful, and brown and white is helpful. Again, black and purple is pretty rare. I've had black of this. I don't think I've ever had purple of this.
Brown and white.
Is it like a candy?
It's not candy.
Is it gravy?
It's not gravy.
Is it sweet?
It's not sweet. It can long be sweet. It can be sweet with if you add like mango.
Potato.
And you make it sticky.
Rice?
It's rice.
Long and short. I don't get
like long grain.
The university in Houston. It's Rice University. Yeah. Go Owls?
Mm-hmm.
I think Owls are right. Temple.
This is exactly why I don't like riddles.
Yeah. Yeah, we hate them too.
Because you have to Google, is purple rice a thing?
Apparently it is.
I guess
somewhere.
So.
You've never listened to Prince?
Oh, purple rice, purple rice. Absolutely.
Maybe South America has purple rice.
It could. Hey, I don't know that I've ever had purple rice. I've had black rice before.
Yes, they also call it forbidden rice.
Specifically with sushi, I feel like is where I've had black rice. I don't think I've had black rice in any other context.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And then white and brown, never. That's a mystery to me. I've never even fucking heard of that. That's insane.
I lied. We're going to do one more and then we're going to take a break.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Michael, I'm so sorry. I'm a little liar.
Leave him alone.
When I said, oh, well, that was like a delightful O is what I meant.
My favorite type of cereal.
Oh, yeah. A liar. Oh. I've always wanted to meet
more
one of
riddles.
Ooh.
What grows up while growing down? What grows up while growing down?
Oh,
Clint Howard.
root vegetables.
The shorter he gets, the better he is.
Root vegetables. Root vegetables.
A lot of people don't know this. Clint Howard was 6'6", and they said, Clint, we can never cast anyone opposite you because of the framing.
Yeah.
And then he started shrinking, and he started picking up roles.
And his basketball career was over. But...
And by the way, that book that he and Ron Howard wrote is fantastic. The Boys.
Really?
It's great. And I'm not kidding. It's a really great book. Read it.
I got to pick that up.
Okay. What grows up while going down? What was it again?
You got it. What grows up while growing down?
I liked Aaron's answer.
Like carrots or
something. Yeah, root vegetables?
It's not root vegetables. This is a living thing. To quote ELO,
What do you think carrots are?
Fucking vegetables.
So it's an animal?
It is an animal. What grows up while growing down?
Your hair does that too, right? It's the same thing? Like the roots go down and the hair comes out?
Human. Human.
Aaron's pointing at me.
Accusatorily. Yeah. Let's see.
Well, if it was what gets old while growing down, it would be my balls.
Wait, let me check.
But that's not the riddle.
Old carrot balls Hitchcock over here.
That's why you got the chain installed. You just crank the chain back up, and it takes the balls right back up.
I wish. I need to find that on Amazon.
Michael's wearing shorts, and it's a bit of a Newton's cradle situation. It's kind of a perpetual motion machine.
So it's what grows up. It's what grows up.
I'm gonna start doing that anytime I go to a spa. It's just like sit next to somebody else and just like grab one testicle and let it swing.
I'm not bailing you out of jail. I'm gonna go let him. Let him stay.
Just keep him talking.
Once I explain the idea, the guy next to me will have no complaints with
him. I would ask them first.
What grows up while growing down?
Down is probably the key word here. Oh, it's a living thing.
A goose.
It's a goose or a duck.
It's a goose, yes.
I do want to see a scene.
Because the down's the feathers.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to see a scene. JPC, you are a young duckling. We'll call you an ugly duckling. I'm comfortable saying that.
Subjective.
Because you're so handsome. Michael and Aaron, you are the JPC's parents. You are also geese or ducks. And JPC, as a young duckling, has noticed some feathers in places where there was no feathers. Some down where there was no down. And so we're having a little talk.
Well, I'm glad you could join us today, Benjamin.
Am I in trouble?
Benjamin, everything that's happening to you is totally normal.
Totally normal.
And my voice it's not going to be like this forever, right?
Yes, it is.
Because of my accident?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You swallowed all those horns.
I was horny.
Oh, Benjamin.
And I've never been that before because I'm kind of growing into a body that I don't understand.
Well, you're at that special age where everything changes. It's magical.
Can I ask you guys some questions about just kind of some things that are going on in my body?
As long as they're not gross.
Well, I don't... Okay, so first off, I'm finding feathers in places that, like, I didn't ever have feathers before. Like in my poops? Like there's just a lot of feathers.
Well,
like it's
that's
mostly
not
feathers.
Normal.
Like it's mostly feathers.
They're supposed to be growing out of you, not growing into you.
Well, I have a confession to make. At night I just stick feathers in his poop just for a laugh or two.
Sweetheart.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that makes so much sense.
It's just
because I should have mentioned it's not when it comes out, it's like a day later when
day
I go
later
back to
when
check.
You're looking at it. Yeah. I understand. We all like to go back and look at our poops. Nothing
the boys there. In my house. My God.
Actually, Dad bought me a disposable camera specifically to go back and take pictures of them later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so fun.
We wanted to talk to you about the birds and the bees, our neighbors. They've been hearing you scream at night.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say that I've been having some like really bad dreams.
Oh, Benjamin. That's why you should not watch horror films.
Okay. Well... Seems like a lot of judgment.
That's a lot of judgment.
I'm interested in the genre. I feel like I can appreciate it for the art. It's not all about the scariness to me.
You're going through duck puberty.
Am I going to be okay?
No.
No, you're going to be a mattress. Or a pillow.
I feel like, don't they now do mostly like memory foam?
Not here.
Oh, man.
Scene. And now we'll take you to an ad probably about a pillow or a mattress. We'll be right back.
Could be
with
about
more
therapy.
Favorite or real.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you new makeup? What's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Nadal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so This is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full-body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears, and I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds, and it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, and they are so good and smooth, and the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime, and now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews. And they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no, remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles, just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes, he's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
Aaron, thank goodness you're here. Time is of the essence. I am trapped underneath this huge piece of metal. And the only... Oh, actually, you know what? Hold on. I have to get to this within the first 30 seconds. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. And Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. I'll get to your questions about the car that I'm trapped under in a second. Whether you're just standing out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience. Leg. Okay.
GBC.
I'm not done, and I have to get to this. And sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
I was going to say, GBC, oh my God. Don't they also have an online store available? You can sell all your products, whether you sell physical, digital, or service products. Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online.
Oh no, you're stuck under a car. And you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category to use. Then customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template that you want, so your idea, brand, or business stands out online on every device. Help, JPC. We got to help him.
Help, JPC.
You know what, Aaron? It's fine. I was able to get out with my own ingenuity, thanks in no part to my great assets. Hey, and speaking of assets, you can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With a new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Well, I bet you are wondering how I got in this mess, huh?
Oh, sorry. I'm over here eating. Did you need us?
Yeah, we're over here eating.
What are you guys eating?
Cacio pepe.
Okay, so head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That is www.squarespace.com/riddle to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Wait, that's not a car on you. That's a backpack.
You can't blame the guy for trying.
He is wearing a backpack. Come on, get out of here. Scram.
How often do y'all come out here?
I live here now.
Oh, that's nice.
And
so you do the thing from... Yeah, by magic of
the internet.
Yeah,
that's great.
Zoom.
And then the last time we were out here like, for this was 2019, but the show that we're doing on Sunday, we were supposed to do in May of 2020.
Wow.
And it just got pushed.
Wow.
Yeah.
How often are you doing improv out here?
None of your business.
Fucking fair enough, Michael. Hey, can we edit when I said that I think the world of this guy?
We can edit in what world, do you think?
I do it. I try to do about once a month. I'll go to a show at the Groundlings or something.
Yeah.
So,
you still perform? Like, is that sketch? Is that characters?
It's improv. Like they do. Okay. Yeah, they do sketch on Fridays and Saturdays, and then they do improv Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Gotcha.
Fun.
So, and Wednesdays is long form, Thursdays is short form. I usually do short form.
Okay. I think Groundlings is like the biggest mystery to me in terms of like, because I think for what I've heard from like Phil Hartman, Molly Shannon, like it's all character stuff, but I guess it is also improv. And yeah.
They do everything.
Like written characters.
Yeah. They do a lot of sketch for the shows.
For the showcases.
For the school, it's a lot of improv training.
Do you have a preference between short form and long form? It sounds like you...
Well, I grew up doing more short form, so that's what I'm used to. I do long form.
Yeah.
It can be fun or it can be torturous, but then so can short form.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
The thing that I like about short form is you have like an out and a gimmick. So it's like, you know, it's like, this one's only going to go 3 minutes and maybe the audience didn't like it, but we're going to have a bunch more that they could maybe sink their teeth into.
You can cleanse their palate pretty fast.
Yeah.
Where with long form, it's like... You'll cleanse your palate in 45 minutes.
Yeah, if you didn't get it in the first 5 minutes, it's not getting better.
For you. But then on long form, if you get stuck and nobody gets you out of the scene and you're just keep going and
it's
like,
purgatory.
I'll tag myself out. I don't care.
Oh, after a while,
you're
just like,
on the back.
Yeah, please. I'm like, this is awful. And like, get me out. Or you're watching the scene and you're enjoying it. And then you're going, oh, I'm in the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I should edit.
I need to, maybe I should get out there. So that happens too. It's like very strange. But I've woken up from like at 3 o'clock in the morning from short form things that went horribly wrong from, you know, 20 years ago. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, how did that? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So
do you have any? It's funny because before we started recording, we were sharing some like corporate horror stories of like the worst, because I used to do comedy sports in Indianapolis and we did a lot of corporate shows for like Christmas parties and stuff like that.
Right.
And one of the worst, I think I've probably even talked about it on the show before, and I'm assuming we're back into the show. Yeah. Are we back recording? Okay. Yeah. But one of the worst ones that I ever did was a Christmas party. And I think someone was joking when they introduced us, but they brought us up to the stage by saying like, hey, we could have given y'all Christmas bonuses, but instead we hired these guys, ladies and gentlemen, comedy sports.
Oh, no.
And everyone, like a pin could have dropped in this. And there was everyone just scowling at us. And we did a full hour. And it was the worst hour of comedy that I've ever done in my life.
Oh, yeah. I've been in a few that have been just awful. And one of them was a black tie dinner for the mayor of L.A.
That sounds like a movie.
And for some reason, we were in a ballroom downtown at a hotel. And the sound was garbled, so they couldn't really understand us. So everyone just ate their meal and wasn't paying any attention to us, except to boo us or whatever. And one of the people was like, hey, mayor, what do you hope for next year? And he went, hopefully better comedy than this. And the whole place applauded. So that happened.
Oh, no.
And then I had to get up to end the whole thing, and I was singing a song set to the tune of Camelot, and I had dancers behind me. And I thought, finally, they're paying attention, because they were. They weren't. They were looking and watching. And what I didn't know was happened is one of the dancers that was dressed up like a little girl fell off the back of the stage into a drum kit, crawled back up on stage. She was now missing a shoe, and her whole leg was bleeding. And she was limping, trying to fit. So she's bleeding and limping, missing a shoe. And that's what they were watching. And I thought, I finally got him.
The better comedy.
It was just awful.
Why didn't she give up?
That's incredible.
I know. I would have given up. I would have just sat on that drum kit all day today.
That is so funny.
Which is the title of your autobiography, right?
Yeah. In front of black tie dinner. I mean, so they paid like, you know.
Yeah.
Couple hundred bucks to be there.
We did that show that was all divorce lawyers in the audience, and not a one laugh. It was an hour and a half.
It's the worst,
and they hated it.
And we had to do improv based off their business newsletter. So they have like an internal newsletter.
Dry.
And it was like the most horrendous stuff of like, here's why these people got divorced, and like someone was murdered, and da da da. And then they're like, make that funny, and we're like, ugh. Can we just...
Oh, I know. That always happens. We're like, come
word?
On stage and limp.
Yeah.
And then call yourself, you know, Bob. And then there's Bob, and he's like in a wheelchair in the front row, and no one told you that's...
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
What are we doing?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Awful.
We used to, for comedy sports, it actually worked out well most of the time. We had this 2-page info sheet that we had sent to the contact, and it was all like, tell us about your business. Tell us some characters around the office, you know, what, yada, yada, yada. And one time someone filled this out, and we were like, okay, so like, you're going to get this bit. You're going to get this bit. I'll get this bit. We go and we do the show. It became obvious about 5 minutes into the show that the person who filled it out
no one knew any of the people they were fucking talking about. Like, those people weren't there, or they had never met them. Because we would usually be like, I hope Bob doesn't need any more of the pork from last year's picnic. And people would, you know, laugh or applaud. We would say something like that. And people would be like, what?
What? No.
What is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Bob? What's pork?
The only thing that works is if you know who their rival is. So, like, I remember doing, I did a corporate gig for Tropicana. And I can't even think of it. Oh, what it was during the scene, like nobody was laughing. So there was a scene where I was like, hey, Tony, you work for Minute Maid, right? Fuck you. And everyone was like losing their minds, like standing up and clapping. So it's like, if you do that, they'll like get into it. But other than that, they don't
care.
They're all dead inside.
Well, one thing we would do, though, to just get through it is we would play jokes on the people that were in it with us. And one of the things I did, I had to write one of them and I told the person in charge of whatever this was. I said, we have a guy. He does the best Mick Jagger you have ever seen. And then we told my friend Tim, like, you have to do Mick Jagger. And he's like, I don't do impressions. Like, what? What?
That's so mean.
It was so mean. And it was so much fun to watch him prancing around, having to sing, like, instead of I can't get no satisfaction, it was like, I can get satisfaction. And like,
not quite Weird Al.
Doing the worst like, impression of Mick Jagger.
I can't get no Michelin tires. And it's like,
I think it was for like HP printers or something.
Oh, I just looked it up. It was for HPV. I remember there's a story of like Joe Flaherty. Is that his name?
From
SCTV. When he was at Second City in either Toronto or Chicago, wherever he was, probably Canadian. But he would do, people would be doing a set and he would walk on stage and go ring, ring, ring. And then pick up a fake phone and go, hello. And then go up to someone and go, it's for you. And then walk off stage.
Oh.
Like that was his famous thing he'd do every night, to where everyone was like, I hate this guy.
Yeah, of course. That's so mean.
But it's very funny.
Well, speaking of being mean to people that we don't deserve it, let's do some more riddles.
Oh.
Can you, JPC, can you fasten Michael's ropes? They're getting loose.
Hold on. And then Casey, insert like a big wheel crank here. like I'm raising a castle drawbridge.
Because I'm so excited, I don't want to break free.
Which three letters can frighten a thief away?
Which... I see you.
Aaron, that's right.
Ooh. It is?
Were you looking at my answer?
No, I just knew that.
Aaron was looking directly
at
your phone.
I knew that because of the book CDB. Have you ever read that book?
CBD?
It's a children's book.
No.
It's all written with just letters. So it's like CDB, DB, SABZB.
Oh,
SND. Like it's exhausting.
S-N-M.
I've tried to read it to kids.
DB is an SNMB.
And kids are like, what the fuck is this? This sucks.
That's incredible. I think I read that based on you. I think you recommended it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I keep telling people about that book. I can't get enough of it.
I guess I don't understand what is the answer to this riddle? Because the thief doesn't want to get like sick long term.
I see you.
Go to the intensive care unit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nobody does, right?
See you. I see you. Yeah.
Oh. Tisk, tisk, tisk. I get it now.
You really didn't get it?
No, I didn't. Okay.
He's just an asshole. Sorry.
All right. I'm supposed to be the dumb one. I'm like a Labradoodle.
He's the worst man we know. Sorry. We should have let you know that he's a terrible, terrible man.
Lovely and round, I shine with pale light. Grown in the darkness, a lady's delight.
Is it not me?
A pearl.
Hello?
It is a pearl.
Oh, my God,
Michael.
I like riddles now.
When I get them, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
And a pearl, that's like, that's a clam's tongue, right?
It's a clam's clitoris.
Okay, got it. Because the clam is the tongue.
How to answer this?
Because a tongue is a muscle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, no, a muscle is an oyster.
I'm packing my suitcase in the corner while you guys are having this.
What?
I have a big mouth, and I'm also quite loud.
Oh, adult. Come on.
No, we don't
no,
think
I'm
no.
just trying to self-assess.
No.
I think that you're a very level-headed man.
Thank you. I have a big mouth, and I'm also quite loud. I am not a gossip, but I do get involved with everyone's dirty business. What am I? I have a big mouth and I'm also quite loud. I am not a gossip, but I do get involved in everyone's dirty business.
Garbage can.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, because garbage, with the mouth of the garbage can
stomp.
Being the lid.
Okay.
Yeah,
stomp.
Remember stomp everybody when they were...
I didn't get it until you said stomp.
Yeah, stomp.
Stomp put garbage cans on the map.
I wonder how, like, what people were slacking off at work to invent that show.
They were like trash instruments.
Todd, listen to this. Tink, 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 right? Am I crazy? Tink, 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 right?
And Todd was like, yes, you're crazy.
But here's $1 million.
Went back to painting his face blue.
Go play off Broadway, baby.
Blown man group, thank you. Mm-hmm. I have a big mouth and I'm also quite loud. I am not a gossip, but I do get involved in everyone's dirty business. I think quite loud and
vacuum.
Dirty. Yes, Aaron, it's a vacuum.
Wow. A vacuum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Oh,
man. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
The three of you are household, like, appliances,
Brave
or tools,
toaster.
Brave Little Toaster, and you're gossiping about the other household items. You can decide what you are.
Did you guys hear? Hey, AC unit. AC. AC.
Yeah.
Did you hear? Did you hear about what the broom did?
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Now. Oh, here he comes. Hey. Hey, Broom, what's up?
Hey, Broom, how you doing?
How's it going, everyone?
What's in your bristles?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Hey, everyone knows? I guess everyone knows then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Dog
yeah.
shit on the rug that tried to clean it up with a broom. Yeah.
How's it feel, huh?
Not great.
Huh.
How does it smell? Worse.
Yeah, well, I don't know. For me, the feeling is probably the worst, but the smell is a close second, I'll be honest.
I can tell you what's going to happen next. They're just going to throw you away.
Yeah, we're going to get a new broom. Do you know how many brooms we've gone through? As a mop, I've been here for 12 years, and AC's been here for 16.
16
Do you know how many brooms we've seen come and go?
About 47.
About 47 fucking brooms.
Do you guys ever, at any point, where the dog shits on the rug, say anything about like, hey, maybe don't reach for a broom. Maybe broom is the wrong tool for that.
Do you know what happens if we talk? If we get caught talking?
And how do you guys think I feel? I'm the rug. Hello? Look at me.
Actually, Rug, I heard that this is actually like a thing that you are into.
Yeah, an S on your chest.
I think.
What, me? The rug?
You have a real S on your chest energy.
No, me, the rug.
S on your chest energy, that means she's super.
Yeah. I'm not into it, but if you guys want to like spill on me.
What?
Oh, what?
Spill something.
I'm in a AC unit. You're full of Freyon.
Yeah, I can try to get some over there.
Oh, it's just kind of dribbling out of him.
Yeah.
It looks like looks like an older kid getting out of a pool.
I'm sorry, I'm getting old.
Yeah, 16 years for an AC unit. That's quite a long time.
Maybe if you squeeze it.
Squeeze one. How dare you?
You're killing him.
Oh, man.
Look, he's falling asleep. Oh, no.
Yeah, his condenser tube is bad, so he can't stay up for more than like 20 minutes at a time.
Sorry, your guys are just going to have to be hot for a while.
We got to unplug him, right?
I think it's time. Mop, do you want to do the honors?
Yeah, let me just... Squeegee.
How did this go from making fun of a broom to killing me?
Scene.
Here's our next riddle. They fill me up and you empty me almost every day. If you raise my arm, I work the opposite way. What am I?
Does a bladder have an arm? I don't know enough about the
Let
body.
Me look.
They fill me up and you empty me almost every day. If you raise my arm, I work the opposite way. What am I?
An old-timey pump in the back 40.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were starting to sing a musical.
An old-timey pump
in the back 40.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather around and we'll dip him up in the back body.
It's the gas pump man. What do you say? They fill me up and you empty me almost every day. If you raise my arm, I work in the opposite way.
Toilet.
That's a good guess.
Reverse toilet?
Yeah, and if you go inside and you lift it up, it all fills into the tank.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? That's how a toilet works.
Yes.
You raise my arm.
Oh, I think I got it. Is it a mailbox?
It's a mailbox.
Here's the thing that gave me pause. I don't have... My mailbox is just like a mail slot on the side of my house. There's no arm or anything on it.
I don't think there's mailboxes in LA anymore. I don't see any.
Yeah.
Because like a mailbox on the street feels like something that... I don't know that I've ever had one of those, actually.
Do they?
We did in Ohio, for sure we did.
Yeah.
But I guess not in Illinois.
That's very picturesque, but I don't think I've seen that in a long time.
And I think my grandparents had one in Indiana, but every house that I've ever lived in has just had a thing on the side of the house, like a little thing they just put the mail in.
Yeah.
And recently, I don't know about you, but I always understood from growing up and having that mail experience that if you wanted them to take a letter, like pick it up, you would just put it like sideways and like sticking out of the mailbox. Is that?
That's what we do. That's what you do mostly.
Yeah, but the, when you did put the thing up, that was very clear.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come and get this mail in the mailbox.
Right.
Lately, I don't know. I've never had a conversation with the person who delivers my mail, but I've been putting mail that I want to go out like sideways in the mailbox, and they'll just open it up and put like new mail in and close it. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I just need to talk to my post office delivery person and be like, hey, what? You tell me how do I do this? What's the protocol?
You are going out of your way not to say mailman, and I love it.
Well, it's I truly don't know the gender of my post office delivery person. But I was going out of my way to not say mailman.
I did this last December. We left, I think, $50 or something for our mailman.
Wow.
And it was something where it's like
money bag.
It was like a nice thing to do. But then we also like never see him. So we're like, we hope he got it. But we never, like, how does he thank us?
What do you know what day of the year you do that so that I can just stop by?
Yeah, just randomly.
Bucks, that's nice.
I don't know if I told you guys, but I saw the wildest thing. I was out walking my dog in my neighborhood, and there was an old woman who was on, like, the corner, and she had, like, a cup, like a to-go cup. And I was walking my dog up the block, and then I was walking back, and she was still out there standing, like, maybe, like, 5 or 10 minutes. But I was like, is she waiting for a car or something? But then I saw the mail person come. And like that mail person gave her the mail, and she gave them like the hot cup of whatever she had. And I was like, I think this lady is just standing out here waiting for the mail person to be like, here's your coffee, Joe.
Do you think they're in love? Oh my God, do you think they're in love?
I think it must be that.
I need to see that scene.
They got to get married on a Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. So we will see a scene. So, Michael, you will be the
me. That's what I said.
Yeah. Let him sit this one out. He tried desperately.
Michael, you will be a guy.
You'll be a guy walking his dog.
You'll be a guy walking his dog.
You'll be a guy walking his dog.
Yeah. You're not part of this, but you do get to see it.
I'm silently walking my dog.
Aaron, you're going to be the mail delivery person, and Adel, you are waiting for the mail delivery person to try to like show that you are a person that could be interested in them.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Sorry to be in the bushes here. I just wanted to catch you.
Sorry, that was a delayed fear.
No, yeah, of course.
I got some mail for you.
I have some breakfast for you.
Oh, I would love to. I mean, I have to deliver all these letters by...
I can do it. Do you want to sit on my porch and eat breakfast while I run your route?
That's so sweet of you. Let me just give you some of your mail here. Your STD test results.
Oh, that's Lonely that's People not what Magazine. You think. STD stands for South Tennessee Democrats. Wink.
Okay.
And what was the other one you said?
Lonely Person Magazine.
Yeah, that stands for large organs never entirely.
It's okay.
Leave
I don't
you.
Judge. I Hold don't on. Judge people's mail. You don't have to worry.
Okay.
So.
I'm a lonely little herpes man.
What? Sorry, I didn't hear you just then. You could probably change what you just said.
I was just singing a song. The chain. Listen, I have a letter. Do you dictate? Is that a term? Can I read to you aloud a letter I want to send?
Sure.
From heart to your name.
Okay.
Every morning I see you out the window.
Wait, hold on. Huh? I have one more letter for you. Interesting. Wonder who it's from.
Okay. You are positive for herpes.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I had to do the wrong letter. This one.
Okay. Dear 417 East 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
From Anonymous.
Yeah. Who could it be?
Deliver me, baby.
That's not from me. No, this is also the wrong letter.
That's from me.
Scene.
Hey, man, are you going to clean up your dog's shit? Your dog's been shitting on every lawn of this block.
Oh, I'll get a broom.
Using a broom to clean up shit is a very visceral image.
That's a like, nightmare. That's I actually
truly,
hate that.
Truly a great image.
I can't imagine seeing someone doing that.
To wrap up the episode, I did want to introduce a new segment. And this is called, I'm coming up with this title on the spot. I think we're going to call this a tip of the hat, a wink of the eye, a raise of the cane, goodbye.
And you just came up with that?
I think so.
Oh. That's
the name of the segment?
I guess so,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, great. Okay,
I hope. Yeah.
And what it is I'm going to read you some old-timey sayings.
Oh, fine.
And you have to tell me what you think they mean.
Love it.
So this is kind of a puzzle, little puzzle. So these are terms from the old-timey dictionary, and you have to guess what they mean. So for example's sake, what do we think a wet sock meant? Back in the olden days.
Oh, you're an old wet sock.
If somebody gave you the old wet sock.
Hey, Dame, you're an old wet sock, and I love you.
That's like an unmarried woman who's like 26.
Close.
She's an old wet sock.
The old wet sock.
Oh, man.
You passed your prime.
Not quite.
So if someone were to give you a wet sock, what do we think that meant? Mm. So they would give you this. This would be something.
Okay, so I know like a sock also could be like a punch. So mm-hmm. is this like
someone... It is something to do with your hand.
Like a warning.
It's like a slap.
Getting closer, warmer.
Is this like one of those pranks where like you dip your hand in a pond and then you say like, hey, nice to meet you.
You're giving them the brush off.
So what a wet sock was like a loose handshake.
If someone didn't like a fish hand.
Yes, a fish hand. Like so if someone didn't fully commit to the handshake, we would call that a wet sock.
Okay, so yeah, we used to do that because we thought it would be very funny to when you're going to give someone a handshake at the last second, like turn your hand up like they're going to kiss the top of your hand and mm-hmm. then just meet a handshake with a fingers handshake. That's also very
fun. Great.
The most fear I've ever felt in my body is not giving people a firm handshake in church and having my mom see it.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, Aaron, firm handshake. My God, for the love of God, fucking her. My God, Aaron.
Like, you're just like, peace be with you.
They were always like, ow, 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 ow. Just like squeezing the people's hand.
Another example would be a pine overcoat.
A pine overcoat.
What do we think that was? Pine overcoat? Or a wooden overcoat?
Oh, a pine overcoat is when you buy like an inferior wood for your deck and then you paint it like it's pine.
Mm-hmm.
You like stain pine on your deck. Yeah.
So a pine overcoat would be a coffin. That's what they say.
Oh, sad.
Oh.
He's in the old pine overcoat.
Oh, that's kind of a good one.
Yeah.
So with those in mind, we'll go through these. I won't let you sit too long because
those are practice ones.
Those are practice ones.
Jeez.
Those are the ones he had the answers
those
for.
Those are the easy ones.
The rest of them he doesn't know how they are.
So what do we think a happy cabbage was?
Oh, that's yeah. that's the same that's
a baby and, that's smoking.
In modern times we call that the popcorn trick. It's when you mm-hmm. like cut a hole in the bottom of a popcorn, but obviously in the olden yeah. times they used well, a cabbage. They,
yeah. From diner uh-huh. yeah, Mickey Rourke gave uh-huh. the old happy cabbage.
That's what Amish people do
when they're watching a barn happy cabbage.
So happy cabbage is a sizable amount of money to be spent on self-satisfying things.
Yeah, cabbage, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
how about in the ketchup? What do we think in the ketchup meant? This would be like a business term, probably.
Oh, that I actually think could be like if a business is in the red, they're doing well, and mm-hmm. in the black means they're doing poorly. So in the ketchup is like the business is going well.
It means you're
badly,
in the red,
right?
I think red's bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's the reverse.
So in the ketchup, you're exactly right. It means in the red or operating at a deficit.
And I do handle the business.
I know
of
that just made me so nervous.
That's pretty bad.
What about flub the dub?
Love it. Whatever it is, I love it.
That's when the Cubs win, right? When the Cubs win, you flub the dub.
Flub the dub. That was the saying before. Hey, hey.
Flub a dub dub.
Go, Flubs, go.
Flub the dub means to evade one's duty.
Oh. He flubbed the dub. He went to Canada instead of going off to war.
Usually, if I want to evade my duty, I just flush.
Take a picture. It'll last longer.
Uh-huh.
This is one of my favorites. What do we think a butter and egg man is?
Butter and egg man.
The old butter and egg man.
Oh, would God. That be the milkman?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
The milkman, the butterman, and the
like
egg man.
Like a family man.
They all split a truck.
He's a butter and egg man.
That's yeah, I like that.
He'd make a stand-up husband.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah. He brings home the butter and the eggs.
Yeah, he'd only cheat on me twice a week. I'm 26. I'm past my prime. Well, I can't be picky.
They used to say bringing home the bacon, and that's like someone who provides for the family. So the butter and egg man is like, well, he's not really a provider, but
he's there
he's
emotionally.
Like, that's what you are for your second family.
Yeah, the butter and
eggs. I bring home the bacon to this family, the butter and eggs to this family, and this family only sees me on Christmas.
So this is maybe my favorite one. So a butter and egg man is a wealthy but unsophisticated small town businessman who acts like a playboy when he visits the big city.
Who has a pen?
What?
That's our movie. That's our movie.
Just okay. Such a long-winded.
Yeah, because that happens all the time.
I'm a big shot.
Small
see?
Town.
I'm a
that happened
egg man.
One time.
How about
that reminds me, I was at a small town strip club on a weeknight and there was a guy there who was like the king of the strip club, and I was like, what is this life?
You were there too, buddy. Yeah. Last houses.
Yeah, but I was there to make fun of people.
Yeah.
To people wow. watch. What do we think it means to cop a mouse? Cop a mouse.
Steal, probably. Steal, cop. If you cop something, you steal it, right?
Yeah.
Close. Steal, close.
Kiss a mouse.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Would you say that?
I was never here.
Oh, cop a kiss. Like, I stole a kiss.
Yeah.
No, but we're in the right area of the body.
Hmm.
So cop a mouse. This might be something you see in like an old-timey gangster film.
Like a peck. Like a kiss. Like a that's a peck. Like a mousey
it's
kiss.
A peck, but not with your lips. It's
you
a,
punch
it's
someone a, in the in the face.
It means to get a black eye.
Ah.
What? To cop a mouse?
Cop yeah. a mouse.
Cop a mouse.
Huh.
Huh.
Huh. Hey, that's the first one that I got to say. Not for me. No. I'm not going to use it.
No.
What do we think a fly rink refers to? A fly rink. Michael, this might be something we would have called you when you ordered something in bulk.
Oh.
You might have sported an old fly rink.
A penis piercing?
No.
Okay.
A fly rink.
When I ordered it in bulk.
You ordered something in bulk, and when you put this on, we might have called it a fly rink.
Oh, a bald cap.
A bald cap?
It's a bald head was what you call a bald head.
Oh, I was going through my lists on Amazon thinking, what have I ordered in bulk lately?
We have your Amazon purchase history here. And Mike, we have a few questions.
Okay, what is adult toilet paper? Why is there that delineation on there?
Why does it come in colors?
What do we think adult toilet paper comes shipped to your house in a nondiscreet brown package so no one knows.
So no one's embarrassed. What do we think
it's wider.
It's for adult assholes.
Yeah. I'm not a weirdo. Yeah. It's just wider.
It's just wider. It's for adults.
Yeah, I had to get special fixtures in my house installed because it doesn't fit on a standard spool.
Although, I don't know during COVID, but when COVID first started and you couldn't get toilet paper anywhere, and I went to Amazon and I got it. It was from China, and I finally got it months later. But it was these little, it's little tiny toilet paper rolls. I thought, bless their hearts, they hardly use any. And we Americans use, or at least I do. I just can't get enough of it.
I'm addicted to this stuff.
I was ashamed. I was ashamed how much I use. But they're just... Anyway, I use adult toilet paper.
Now I actually just use the normal amount because it's adult toilet paper.
Wink.
It's wider.
You're going to be a spokesman by the end of this episode.
What do we think the sauce box was?
The sauce box.
Not a vagina?
Liquor store or a bar.
Yeah, a bar is a good guess.
No. Aaron, you're closest with
vagina.
I'm closest
with vagina.
But a little more north.
Sauce box?
Quite a bit north, I guess.
North of my vagina.
Sauce
still
box
my
would
vagina.
Be your mouth?
Yeah, uterus? It's referring to a mouth.
Internal
That's
north.
Very north of a vagina. My goodness.
Well, it depends never mind.
If you're doing a handstand. If you're doing a handstand.
Somersault?
Yeah. All these terms refer to the same thing.
Okay.
Having your flag out, being soapy-eyed, full as a tick, seeing snakes, and being canned up or zazzled.
Is it being in love?
Aaron, no, but close.
Is it just being horny?
Closer.
I'm all zazzled.
Oh, you just came.
Yoohoo, gentlemen. I'm all
I'm seeing snakes, see?
I just did a big zazzle cigarette.
Well, that was amazing. I'm seeing snakes.
I left you a little soapy eyed. My apologies.
Just so you know, pre-zazzle can still be pregnant. Didn't mean name right there, but now you're soapy eyed.
You want a tissue? I have the good stuff.
Right,
adults.
It's adult tissue. It's
having
wider.
Your flag out, being soapy eyed, full as a tick, seeing snakes, canned up or zazzled means drunk.
I'm using all of those. Yeah. I'm full as a tick.
Zazzled I've heard before, I guess.
I'm zazzled right now. Zazzled.
I feel like zazzled is a term like if you've had too much Fruit Loops or like I feel like it's like for like being very full on sugary cereal.
Yeah.
Where'd that go? How about the terms Master John Goodfellow, Gentleman Usher, the Staff of Life, Superior Scepter, or the Maypole? These are all in reference to what?
Jesus?
Aww.
The answer, Jesus again?
It rhymes with Jesus.
Jesus.
It's all turned for a penis.
The Maypole.
It's not. You're joking.
It is.
Read them again.
Mr. John Goodfellow, Gentleman Usher, the Staff of Life, the Superior Scepter, and the Maypole.
I hate all of them.
Aaron, you're going to love these then.
Those are all piercings too, Aaron.
What about the Phoenix Nest, the Netherlands, Mount Pleasant, and Mrs. Phubbs' Parlor?
Please be vaginas. Also, I'm starting a cocktail bar, and those are all the drinks.
Welcome to Mrs. Phubbs' Parlor. We're down. My Mrs. Phubbs' Parlor's down here.
Oh my God.
Are those all it?
Those are all it, yeah.
Wow.
That was fun.
Where was Bramble Patch?
Is that a term for a...
No.
Where was Coot Scoot?
Oh, Billy Ray Cyrus?
This is so weird because none of my grandmas ever mentioned any of these terms, and they talked about their hoo-has a lot. Because I had questions.
I want to see one last scene.
Oh, no.
JBC,
no.
You're a grandma for Michael, Aaron, and myself, and you are having like a birds and the bees talk to us, but we don't understand the terminology you're using.
Well, normally your parents would be here for this, but they were too weirded out, and so Grandma wanted to step in.
Grandma.
Oh, hi. I hope we get some candy.
Michael, you might be a little on the young side for this conversation, but it's important that you're all here unless you get your questions.
I'm 21.
Yeah, Michael's 21. His voice is young for his age.
Oh, because of the accident.
He swallowed the horns. Well, I know that you're all going through some changes, except Michael, who's been through them and really should know this information. And your bodies are changing. And so Grandma just wanted to sit you down and talk about it. Like Aaron. I know that your torchlight is probably full of wet kerosene.
Sorry, my what?
An addle. I know that your Jimi Hendrix is singing the Star Spangled Banner.
What? You mean my whammy bar?
I don't know that term. And you probably all want to smash your little piglets.
You mean my Mr. Megorium's wondering for him?
Why would we want to kill pigs?
Yeah. No, you want to smash your little piglets into each other's chicken nugget factories.
Gross.
But that's not the only... I just want you to know, that's not the only way that you can explore your sexuality.
Grandma, how old are you?
50, 60, 70, doesn't matter. You can also all put your little spongy dirt meat into each other's Arctic caves.
If this is about sex, why is this so incestuous?
Yeah, and Grammy, you're just looking around the room saying things you see.
No, for instance, you could put your Kaiser Soze. It's your virtual kid.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for sitting through this
madness.
Oh, this is
so fun. I enjoyed myself very much.
Good, good, good. Is there anything, we always like to ask, is there anything upcoming that you would like to, or in the past, that you'd like to plug or promote?
Well, I think a thing I just finished called The Resort is going to be coming up on Peacock very soon. And it's a really fun mystery about these two people go on vacation and then all sorts of strange things happen.
Ooh, yes,
and
please.
I think it's going to be fun. It stars Nick Offerman and William Jackson Harper and Kristen Milioti, and it's great.
Fun.
It's really fun.
Louis it's a murderer's Kuzma. Row.
Very cool. It'll be fun.
Hell yeah.
And I think it comes out this summer at some point.
On Peacock, you're saying?
On Peacock.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Aaron, anything you want to mention?
No, I just want to thank you again for coming.
Oh, my pleasure, Aaron.
You're a big comedy person in my house. Your Christopher Guest performances, you being stressed out or on edge in any sort of film.
Well, but
is
now that you've met me, you've seen that pretty much the case all the time.
But that gets me. It's like, I'm just like so honored to meet you. What a dream.
Yeah, I think you're the funniest person I've ever seen be mad. Like, you play such good low status anger.
Mm-hmm.
It's truly the best.
Yeah. You got to see it today when I was trying to park.
Oh, damn, I wish I'd seen that. That would have been hilarious.
It wasn't really anger. It was just more like, I'm going to scratch my car all up.
Everyone was laughing at him.
Oh.
JPC, anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I actually hate that I have to read this in front of someone I greatly respect, but here we go anyway. I said I'd cede my plug time to read 5-star reviews of the show, and someone wrote a 5-star review. Laura Lee Fay wrote a review that says, I do have something I'd like to plug, and then the review just says, my butt. So I assumed that they wanted me to read that. And
it's so humiliating.
But guess what? I actually don't have to plug my butt anymore because I started buying adult toilet paper. It's wider.
It's wider.
Adel, anything that you would like to plug at the end?
No.
Great.
So just me saying the thing about my butt.
Aaron, printed on every sheet of adult toilet paper, it's wider, is a picture of what?
Jupiter, it's wider.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keaton and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus.
Hey,
Hey there, L's and A's. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's our LA live show featuring Anthony Birch from Dungeons & Daddies. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.